Hong Kong homes are in for a change. If you want to join the television revolution, call Fortress Satellite Services on 870-7321.
Fortress Satellite Services time is 4 o'clock.
Asia's only all-news radio network. This is Metro News, a service of Metro Broadcast.
Good morning, this is Metro World News. Eric Olander reporting. TASS News Agency says the leaders of Russia, the Ukraine, and Belarus have announced the Soviet Union has ceased to exist after creating a commonwealth of independent states. The three Slav republics make up 70% of the Soviet population and the bulk of the country's economic might. The agreement, reached over the weekend, appears to have killed off President Mikhail Gorbachev's attempt to reshape the Soviet Union into a loose confederation or a union of Soviet states. The three leaders of the new Commonwealth, Russia's Boris Yeltsin, Belarus's Stanislav Shushkevich, and the Ukraine's Leonid Kravchuk, say their new pact is open to all members of the former Soviet Union. TASS says the new Commonwealth will preserve joint control over nuclear weapons, and the agency says the capital of the new body will be Minsk instead of Moscow. Meanwhile, President Mikhail Gorbachev says the disintegration of the Soviet Union will make Yugoslavia's war look like a joke in comparison. In an interview with a French television station, Gorbachev says the crumbling union has reached a very dangerous point. His warning comes after U.S. Secretary of State James Baker said the Soviet Union in its past form no longer exists and claims there is a serious risk of its disintegration turning violent. The Soviet leader says if his country breaks apart, it will be very difficult to control the violence. UN envoy Cyrus Vance says he has failed to reach an agreement with Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic on the deployment of UN peacekeepers in Yugoslavia. According to the Tanjug news agency, Vance says after his third meeting with Milosevic, an accord has not yet been reached. Vance's remarks indicate the parties involved have so far failed to agree on where to deploy UN forces. Serbia insists they be posted inside Croatia, while the rebel republic wants them stationed along their border with Serbia. Israeli negotiators to the Middle East peace talks have arrived in Washington, saying they are ready to table proposals on Palestinian self-rule in the occupied territories. Director of Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir's office, Yossi Ben-Aron, says his delegation is prepared to discuss all issues, technical or substantive. He says Israel has come to the American capital to talk peace and hopes the Arab delegations will meet them halfway. Israel's ambassador to Washington, Zalman Shoval, says Tel Aviv is also ready to introduce a detailed proposal to grant Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip self-rule. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State James Baker says the job of peacemaker has not been easy. Speaking to the American television network CBS, Baker says the White House has received its fair share of criticism from both Arabs and Israelis alike.
Apparently, the Arabs want to celebrate what they call the anniversary of the Intifada. And I think it's just out of spite. They don't want to come on the day that we are...
The Libyan government has announced it will try two nationals accused by Britain and the United States of blowing up Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988. But Foreign Minister Ibrahim Mohamed Bashari rejects American and British demands that Libya hand over the two men. He says this would be incompatible with Libyan sovereignty because his country does not have extradition treaties with the two countries. The foreign minister's statement goes beyond previous announcements that a Libyan judge would investigate Western charges. The two men blew up the plane that killed 270 people. Metro News time is now 4:03. A Lebanese Muslim says two German hostages will be freed later this month in a deal involving a pair of Shiite militants jailed in Germany. But Bonn is denying any deal to get back its nationals by freeing the two Lebanese brothers. The German government says it will not free the Hamadi brothers from Thomas Kempner and Heinrich Strubig and remains optimistic the last two remaining hostages in Lebanon will be freed. The leader also says Israeli airman Ron Arad is in Syrian hands. Arad was captured in South Lebanon in 1986 and is considered by analysts to be the trump card in any prisoner exchange. Two people are dead in the South African township of Soweto after armed supporters of the Inkatha Freedom Party left a rally. Inkatha leader Mangosuthu Buthelezi addressed the rally, and police say all was quiet until the crowd of about 12,000 armed men began to disperse. Officials say clashes broke out as the Inkatha supporters made their way back to various workers' hostels from the rally site. They say the political affiliations of the victims are not known. Thousands of blacks have died over the past 5 years in clashes between supporters of Inkatha and the African National Congress. Five children are dead after they were buried in an avalanche in India's Jammu and Kashmir state. Officials say the kids were aged between 7 and 10 years old and were collecting pieces of metal at an army firing range.
The officials say they were buried alive when the avalanche hit. Two Sri Lankan soldiers and five Tamil rebels have been killed in a clash in northern Sri Lanka. Military officials said the soldiers were killed Saturday at a military airstrip in Palali in Jaffna Peninsula. Elsewhere, soldiers overcame stiff resistance and captured a rebel camp in eastern Batagaloka district. Officials said several rebels may have been killed in the fighting when troops destroyed 30 huts, including a workshop for making mines. At least 8,000 have been killed since June 1990, when Tamil Tiger rebels resumed their campaign for an independent homeland in northeast Sri Lanka. Afghan President Najibullah says he will not seek weapons from other sources to fight Western-backed guerrillas after Moscow cuts off supplies next month. Najibullah says foreign interference in the country must stop, and he renewed his call for a ceasefire to help end the 13-year-old Afghan civil war. The United States and the Soviet Union are to halt weapons supplies to both warring sides by the start of the year to promote a United Nations peace plan providing for a ceasefire and a transitional government in a lead-up to elections. Metro News time is now 4:06. That is a brief look at Metro World News. CNN headlines will be coming at 4:30, and more news coming up at 5 o'clock. I'm Eric Olander, Metro News.